Can't Win Me Back. Chapter 1570. The more Alyssa remained quiet and endured silently, the more Jasper felt bad for her. After some time, Julian hurriedly approached with the test results. The results are out. The tailors all stood up, with Alyssa being the first to rush to Julian and take the report. There's no problem. She stared at the data on the paper in disbelief. Julian nodded solemnly. Surprisingly, there are no issues with the medicine Jameson brought. Not only that, but it's a targeted medicine developed in Mosgravia this year specifically for stroke patients. It's even more effective than the medication Aunt Mandy had. Amidst their astonishment, hope ignited in their eyes. Despite feeling relieved, Jasper couldn't shake off his deep sense of guilt and sorrow. He wished he could have been the one to help Alyssa. But it turned out that Jameson had been the one to offer assistance. Oh! That's great! Silas exclaimed excitedly. If we start giving this medicine to Dad, his illness will be treated, right? Julian frowned, hesitating to speak. Seeing his expression, Jonah quickly approached. Julian, is there a problem? This medicine can be considered a national treasure of Mosgravia. It's not just expensive, but the production is also extremely limited. It's only available to the top elites and royal members of Mosgravia. Moreover, this medicine is quite potent. It definitely has side effects. But can't say for sure what exactly the side effects are. Julian's words rained on the tailor's parade. There will be side effects. We can't use it. Mandy fretted. If we cure the stroke but end up with more difficult ailments, how will Winston's body handle it? The other two wives also agreed with Mandy. Given Mr. Taylor's age and the severity of his illness, the fact that he could be saved is already a stroke of luck. Now, the priority is to get him to wake up. Prolonged unconsciousness will cause irreversible damage to his central nervous system. Julian's tone was stern, befitting a seasoned professional. I'm his attending physician. In the hospital, have the final say on his treatment. I'll administer this medicine to him soon. If he wakes up tomorrow, everything will become better. Don't worry too much about the side effects for now. They can be gradually treated as long as they don't pose a life-threatening risk. Let's focus on saving his life first. We can't have everything. Clenching her teeth, Alyssa made up her mind. Let's follow Julian's instructions and give Dad the medicine. We can deal with future matters in the future. Besides, Dad is not an ordinary man. A little illness won't defeat him. Though she spoke confidently, Jasper couldn't fail to notice how much she was suffering. She was forcing herself to be strong. Meanwhile, upon learning about Winston's serious illness, Landon was deeply concerned. However, since his inauguration was approaching, he was busy shadowing Ben Offit AHD the conference room every day. With several major projects to handle, he couldn't even spend time with Lauren in bed 4ET at Joan Kelpfind Medical's Deutschens. He had to delegate the task to Angelina for now and promise to think of a solution later. Landon finally managed to free up some time that day, INTO 6 at Belkunks 6 CHEK on Winston and meet with Jasper and Alyssa. However, as he stepped out of his office, he received an urgent call from Angelina. Landon's heart skipped a beat. He promptly asked about Lauren's condition. Did something happen to Lauren? Chapter 1571. Don't worry, Mr. Landon. Ms. Lauren is fine, Angelina reassured. Landon breathed a sigh of relief. Then what is it? Angelina paused for a moment before speaking with a cold tone. I just received news that Mr. Cornelius has sent his men to bring Ms. Zoe back to Solana City from Yorkley. What? Landon widened his eyes, feeling a surge of anger rising within him. Didn't you have people watching her? How could you let her come back? Angelina felt guilty. Our men had been keeping an eye on her all along, and everything was fine. But Ms. Zoe suddenly suffered a cardiac arrest. Our men were afraid something would happen to her, so they rushed her to the hospital. She's perfectly healthy. She doesn't have any heart problems. How could she have a cardiac arrest? I'm just as surprised as you are, Angelina said, her voice tinged with frustration and helplessness. After the incident, immediately ordered them to block the news. But as soon as Ms. Zoe got admitted to the hospital, Mr. Cornelius caught wind of it. It was as if everything had been premeditated. With Mr. Cornelius' intervention, Ms. Zoe was admitted to the emergency room, so our men couldn't stop it. Later, heard that it seemed to be caused by her own misuse of drugs. Misuse of drugs. At the mention of that, Landon immediately knew that something fishy was going on. His gaze turned cold. Did she meet anyone these past few days? She only went out once for a spa treatment. Other than that, she didn't go anywhere or meet with anyone. The more Angelina talked about it, the guiltier she felt. She felt a lump form in her throat. I'm sorry, Mr. Landon. It's my fault. I'll accept whatever punishment you have for me. Landon swung his arm. Now is not the time to talk about punishment. Where is Zoe now? She's already left Yorkley. She's on Mr. Cornelius' private plane. Who's with her? Your mother and Preston. When Landon heard Preston's name, his heart sank. He clenched his fists tightly, causing his joints to crack audibly. Despite all precautions, that bastard and that damned girl still conspired together. I'm going to see Grandpa now. When Landon arrived at the Harper residence, Cornelius was already waiting for him in the study. Grandpa, Zoe instructed your mother and your uncle Preston to bring Zoe back from Yorkley. Cornelius interrupted Landon directly. Wanted to go too, but figured you would catch wind of it and rush over to see me, so waited for you here. Though Landon was filled with anger and frustration, he suppressed his rage. Grandpa, have you forgotten what you promised me before? Zoe H. committed ati yafong jitabayin estake, tamnishi her reputation and nearly bringing down our entire family. How could you let her come back? With her personality, she'll continue to cause trouble if she doesn't receive any heavy punishment. Have you thought about what to do if that happens? As the head of the family, how can you go back on your word? Cornelius retorted, Zoe has suffered enough during her time away from home. She has acknowledged her mistakes and apologized to me and her mother. It's all an act. Once she's back in Solana City, her true colors will show. You are my only grandson, but Zoe is also my only granddaughter. Cannot bear to see my descendants exiled." Cornelia slammed his hand on the desk, glaring at Landon. "Zoe ha. Been pampered sin be child da. War h she ever suffered such humiliation and torture. Do you know she almost died abroad? As her brother, you show no concern for her well-being. Yet you have the nerve to lecture Boyd K.O. trademark M wanting Nep back. Do you still treat her as your sister? Your father must feel deeply hurt if he sees this from heaven.